Senator Jeff Athorn brought to you by LGKG Injury Lawyers, 7 locations in the Pittsburgh region. They'll take your personal injury case personally, lgkg.com. Jeff, are the Steelers going to trade for Cooper Kupp?
They're still in the market for another receiver, but it would have to be much different than what the Rams reportedly want. They're not going to give up a second-round pick for Cooper Kupp. They're also going to want, as has been reported, some of that salary to be eaten by the Rams, and then they would look at changing that contract for next year, potentially getting out of it. Well, I think they would be owed $5 million if it didn't work out. So is it a potential? Yes. Are they going to give up much to get him, given his injury history? No.
Jeff, what's going on with Roman Wilson to keep it on the wide receiver front? Like, he could be the wide receiver that the Steelers need that plugged into their lineup, but there's the whole problem of the head coach not seeming like he's in any rush to do that.
If you want to get in Tomlin's doghouse, just not be able to get on the field. Like, it just fries him. And there's been two injuries that he's dealt with. He missed most of camp. Then, he gets back out, and then he's dealing with another injury. And I'm not saying that Tomlin just forgets about people like that, but it's almost like he's, all right, I'm going to go look at other guys that can stay on the field. Like, he's really blunt about injuries with guys, and he just needs to continue to be consistent, continue to show up. An injury is going to happen, and he's going to get that chance. And when he does, he's got to take care of it, or take care of that opportunity. But that's what it is. I mean, and it's not like this was a first rounder or someone that is like George Pickens, to where athletically you watch him practice and you think, damn.
Well, you say that, but Kabali came on the radio station earlier and said he does look like one of their best receivers. So I guess it's in the eye of the beholder. It doesn't sound like you're seeing that kind of performance from Roman Wilson at Steelers practice.
Yeah, what I'm not seeing is a guy that looks like a difference maker would be my point. Is he one of their best receivers? Well, yes. But is he a guy that stands out to me in practice? No.
Like, who are the guys that are playing over him that your eyes tell you Roman Wilson is a better option than these wide receivers?
Oh, I'm not telling you he's a better option or that he's not a better option than Van Jefferson, although Jefferson's a decent blocker, or Calvin Austin, although Austin has the intangible of being a returner and also, has that speed. I mean, yes, he's a better option than Scotty Miller, but again, those injuries is what has him in the position that he is with Tomlin.
You say that it burns Tomlin up when guys can't get on the field. Like, that actually sounds kind of weird to me. Football is a game of injuries, and it sounds like he gets annoyed and frustrated in your telling of it when guys get hurt. How are they supposed to control that? If you mess up your knee or you mess up your shoulder, you messed up your knee or your shoulder, what's the player supposed to do?
Well, of course, it's different depending on how long you've been with the team, what your background is, what your pedigree is. I'm talking about younger guys that are trying to establish themselves. And I get what you're saying, Chris, and that's obviously a reality. I mean, it's not like these guys are trying to get hurt. Injuries happen. But those guys have to work extra hard, do extra things. I'm not saying he's not working. What I'm saying is it's just one of those things with Tomlin. You hear about it, not making the club from the tub and frustrations along those lines. He said it for years.
Donnie did an impression of Cook saying that earlier. Would you like to do the same thing?
I'll stick with Donnie's.
Donnie, could you do it again for Jeff?
Yeah,
allow
let him
hear
to it.
Analyze it?
You can't make the club from the tub, bub.
That's actually really good.
Have you been working on your Cook?
Not really, but I don't know. Maybe working with Joe.
You can't
every
make
Friday,
the club from the
off.
Tub, bub.
I thought at first when I heard that pause, he was doing a real impression of Ron not having his mic on.
Hold on.
Ron in Cook's Forest wants to talk about Jared Jones. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Posey, you know what they say. You can't make the club in the tub, bub.
How on earth? I still don't understand Ron in Cook's Forest, and Folsey's like, yep, send it
Jeff,
on
Jeff, do
through.
You still get texts from Ron? Has he been AWOL for you, or do you still get a text or two from Ron these days?
No, it's been a while.
Yeah.
He's just enjoying himself too much down there when there's not a hurricane.
Yeah, good point. What else is a big takeaway from practice today?
We probably saw some video that. So today there's no practice report. So there's really word
it's the bonus
really
day.
Gets stupid.
It's the bonus day thing.
But if you look at online, Cordarrelle Patterson was able to do some stuff today. So I don't know if I'm in trouble for saying that, but let's just go there. So I mean that's what these guys talked a lot about was these topic of the day from us to them was a lot about the second half adjustments that they're making and how they've got to get off to better starts defensively more so even than offensively. And then Freiermuth was talking about how not surprised, but how impressed he was with how Russell Wilson handled all of it in the stadium. You know, those three drives that ended in punts after the field goal and the boos are kind of like how he just kept his poise. He was very much impressed with how Wilson just kind of stayed the same dude during all of that.
You know, I am noticing that despite everything we've heard that Fields really won over his teammates and was a really good leader and seemed pretty even keeled, Jeff, it has been evident that these guys to a man have talked about how like the level of confidence, professionalism, intangible stuff, whatever you want to call it, does seem to have gone significantly up with Wilson in there.
And I don't even know if it's an either or. I think they like them both.
Yeah, but they're talking about Russ differently. It just I noticed that because I didn't think it would necessarily be that way.
And Chris, I'll say this for Russ, and you've heard this from guys from OTAs on all the way through. He makes an effort to get to know about guys. Like he asks them where they went to school, where they're from. Like, I mean, is some of it like he knows what to do at this point in his career? Sure. But he does. He goes around and these guys are impressed with the fact, especially the young ones, like, wait, this dude won a Super Bowl and he's asking me about like stuff I did in high school. So he's been very good at getting to know his teammates and try to understand them. And I think that has made this whole situation so much better because they do. They like them both.
Jeff Hathorn, check out his latest from Steelers practice over at 93.7thefan.com. We'll be covering them all week, and then the game Monday night against the Giants, the Hawk Report. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, boys.